an insane war that brought us low economically, morally. We went to war against a guy who had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. It was a total pretext. It's inexplicable. And there you go to Cheney, there you go to Bush, there you go to the Jewish neocons who wanted to remake the world. Maybe I can say that because I'm Jewish, and to bring about a certain result
in
the Middle East.
I'm not really sure that you can.
Okay.
I'm not really, sure that you can.
Go ahead.
It'd be much worse if a Southern Baptist said that. But I think, actually, some would accuse you of Bush derangement syndrome there, that there was this grand conspiracy of the neocons, and you said Jewish neocons, that they somehow went to war on a pretext for the state of Israel.
No.
Let me state again. When you were the president of the United States, when you were the commander in chief of the United States, and the United States of America has been hit by terror attacks a year earlier, and the CIA director comes into your White House, whose job, responsibility is to track intel every single day, and says to you, Mr. President, it's a slam dunk. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. You can criticize George W. Bush for a lot of things. You can criticize him for not talking to Colin Powell, who was actually the general that ran the war in the same country a decade earlier. You can say that he should have waited longer, that he should have waited and hoped that sanctions would work. But what you cannot say, Carl, is that this was an insane decision, totally detached from reality. Because if you're the president of the United States, let's just play this out. If you're the president of the United States, and you've got the CIA director and just about every other intel agency on the globe saying Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, and you feel like you have to move against him, if you don't do that, and then America is hit, what are people like Carl Bernstein saying a decade later?
But Joe,